Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
Welcome back. 17 Till. That's the Platters bringing us back. Tony Williams' voice there leading. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Richard Hooker, the author of the upcoming book, Winning Through Customers. We're going to launch it on the show here in a few months. His previous book is called Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. Richard Hooker, welcome back to the show. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about customer care, customer service as a strategy, not a tactic, folks. Another way to say this, Richard, we've talked about this on the show with other people and just by myself, is that you need to figure out, you know, is your relationship with customers about, is it about a transaction, or is it about sustainability?
That's right.
And a tactic would be a transaction. Strategy would be sustainable, right?
That's correct. And remember, you are out there competing for customers and mm-hmm. customers. I have a case study in there in which a customer is told by a representative, well, we've got plenty of other customers. It's basically what the person's response to that.
Wow.
And the law that I build off of that, and this is a law that every business owner should know, is that having plenty of customers is a problem that every other competitor would like to solve for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so they're all out there trying to solve that particular problem that you might be having. So,
well, here's the thing, Richard. Here's the thing that blows me away about this. When I go into a small business and I get horrible, almost disrespectful, certainly apathetic customer care, indifference even, is because the one thing that small business owners never have enough of is gross margin. They
That's
never,
right.
ever get enough gross margin to allow them. Almost 9 out of 10 small business owners always need more gross margin to pay the bills and to have something left over. And the way to grow gross margin is to be able to charge more. And the only way you can charge more is to have such a special relationship with customers that they want to give you their money instead of the big boxes. And the only way you can do that is this special sauce that you're talking about.
That's right. And what gives small businesses the advantage is that customer service, the large businesses are oriented towards decisions at the top. That's why they hire MBAs. But customer service, the decisions are made at the very bottom. They're made by the people behind the counter. They're made by the cashier. They're made by, in a big box store, they're made by thousands of people, dozens to hundreds of times. They're not made by the regional manager. They're not made by the CEO of the company. They're made by those hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. They are so far away from the decision maker, the customer decision maker, mm-hmm. they don't know how to get them to make the right decision. Posters in the break room don't work.
mm-hmm.
But the small business owner has the advantage of being close to the decision makers and being able to take the pulse and intervene in the decision customer service making processes.
Here's what do you do? I mean, have you ever walked into a small business and you knew who the owner was, and the owner would wait on you, and they would treat you like we're talking about this bad examples we're talking about? I mean, you know, in my opinion, I walk out and I say, there's no hope for these people.
Yeah.
If the owner isn't proud that I came in, if the owner isn't, you know, and you know, I'm a real curmudgeon about this stuff. My family really, sometimes they hate going with me out in the marketplace because I look at the person and I'll say, you know, I had other places I could go. I didn't have to leave my money with you today.
That's right. And
I tell them that. Or if they say, here you go, they have new, you know, I'll buy something and they'll hand me the bag and they'll say, here you go. And I'll say, didn't you mean to say thank you?
I have a strategy for that. I wrote a book, and in a few months, I'm just going to hand them the here you go. You need to read this book.
Yeah.
But you brought up something really important. And I believe it's one of the most important lessons that anybody from the CEO of McDonald's all the way down to the average cashier can learn from, but especially small business person. And that is, unlike accounting or finance or anything else, you go to customer service school every single day. Every time you buy a pair of pants, every time you buy a burger, you are sitting at the front row of customer service class, and you should have a notebook with you. You should be writing it down. When you walk in there and that owner does that to you and you're a small business owner, you need to write down, this is why I got pretty angry. This is what made this experience bad. Every single one of your employees should go to customer service school every time they go out. And you sit down with your employees, if it is a strategy and not a tactic.
Right.
Because one of the aspects of strategy is that it's something that you plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that crosses every part of your endeavor. It's something that people's attention are focused on.
Mm-hmm. It's a core. You make it a core competency. It's not a means to an end. It's a way of life.
That's correct. And when I sit down and start talking about my customer service book with people, they all do what you do. They all say, "Well, you know, I just walked into such and such store, and this happened." What's surprising is that nobody's learning from it.
And here's what drives me nuts is they'll all complain about the big boxes coming to town, but the thing is they could defeat the big boxes or at least be indifferent to their very existence by doing something that you can teach them for nothing.
That's right.
Maybe at most the price of the book.
That's right.
They could turn their company around. They could make more money than they could ever imagine, and do it with without spending a nickel. But yet they don't. It's amazing, folks. Is that you? I hope it's not. Keep listening. Richard Hooker and I will be right back to talk some more about taking care of customers, loving up our customers, loving them up within an inch of their lives.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.